This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The first ever recorded edition of the David Odyssey Show. This is a long-ish running podcast with many hiatus sagas, formerly known as The Luminaries with David Odyssey, and now it is The David Odyssey Show, and we are transitioning into the realm of video, etc. Believe it or not, I'm also on TikTok. So, welcome. This is an astrology, culture, and beyond podcast from me, David Odyssey. I also offer private readings. We will be having group and downloadable classes returning soon. And you can find me as the astrology columnist for Nylon. And you will soon find me wherever books are sold. So welcome if this is your first time. And if you are an old crony macaroni, I'm also very grateful to have you here. And I also want to know what sort of matters, issues, transits, and cultural moments you want me to be covering. Sorry, there's a plane landing. This time, we have plenty to discuss. So it is nearly mid-April. On April 21st, I believe, we are having an historic convergence, which is, as we enter Taurus season, let me close my window. As we enter Taurus season, we're going to have Jupiter and Uranus making a famed convergence in Taurus. So Jupiter has been in Taurus since May 2023. You know, I've talked about it a lot. I am a Taurus. It's a big year for we Taurians. Towards the end of May, Jupiter's going to move into Gemini. So Jupiter spends about a year in every sign. Jupiter is the planet of light and synthesis. So wherever Jupiter goes, everything is kind of converging there, and we can point and see, okay, this is what's going on with the larger world around us. So since Jupiter has been in Taurus, we have seen, obviously, in terms of unions, there's been a lot of union and strike movements and labor movements going on the past few years because Uranus, the planet of change and upheaval, has been in Taurus since 2018. Sorry, I'm talking so fast. I'm not sorry. You can handle it. So we've seen, you know, going back even a few years ago now, Marianne Williamson was interviewing the guys who were doing the strikes on Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. That was brought to a higher level of visibility because Jupiter was in Taurus, and we in 2023, we had a Venus retrograde. So Venus, the star, you know, Venus, hello, the goddess, I want to be seen, in Leo, visibility. We then had the writer's strike and the SAG actor's strike in America. Those aren't that consequential if you, like, are a human being with a job and you don't really care about the entertainment industry. But just in terms of the idea that the demand for money or fair pay is being brought to a level of, okay, a movie star is now picketing, we understand that these things are escalating, right? So there's that. Generally speaking, those Taurus is the sign of ownership of one's body, dignity, and bodily autonomy. So, you know, if you are a woman or have ever met a woman over the past year, well, really over the past 2 years, again, with Uranus and Taurus and all these convergences, when we had the eclipse cycle in Taurus and Scorpio, those lined up with the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial and then with the abortion shutdown in the United States. I'm just kind of catching you up here. So things have escalated. What's more, with Jupiter and Taurus, the conversation around what the body is and what gender is, again, Taurus is the sign of fertility, It's ruled by Venus, the goddess. It's all about the body. So not to be reductive, but these conversations about what bodily signifiers will determine what gender means. I'm not saying I agree with any of these conversations, but they've been brought up, right? And of course, and we talked about this last week, Barbie, I was disappointed by the New Yorkers. Like I said, I was disappointed. The New Yorker did a podcast on the movies of 2023, and they were talking about Barbie in this context of like 2016 pussyhat feminism and about how like white women are myopic to the plight of black women. I found that to be a miss. Barbie is about what is a woman? What does it mean to incarnate as a woman? So trans women and cis women are all in this conversation right now because everyone is trying to say like, this is what it is and this is what it means to me. This is what it is in theory, Barbie world. This is what it is in reality, Barbie, you know, having to walk around Los Angeles and be objectified. Da, 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 da. So all of that's cooking. If you are following anything to do with politics, not even politics, war and genocide in the world right now, those questions of human dignity are certainly coming up, which is to say, why can't a person have autonomy over their own bodies and their own lives and their own freedom to eat and drink water and have a house? Huh? Okay. So all of that's cooking. Uranus, like I said, is the planet of change, chaos, upheaval, and awakening. Uranus is in Taurus about 2018 to 2016. So this is a bit of a longer transit. With Uranus in Taurus, we're seeing other advances going on around synthetic meat, Okay, fine. So April 21st, they're converging. This happens every few years. We had one in Aquarius around the Arab Spring. It has not happened in Taurus since 1941. So that's going to be tricky. 1941, not, you know, not a great year, especially for we the people of the concentration camps. The reason being, Taurus, as I said, is the sign of authority. The sign of authority over one's selfhood. That, of course, leads to authoritarianism. And it leads to these sort of freak show ideas about like what is the right kind of body or the right kind of personage. So you know where this is all going, right? So that is concerning. The other issue, you know, and let's just say it, Mark Zuckerberg is a Taurus. The other, by the way, Taurians, I am a Taurian. We have the greatest divas. We have more dictators. It's insane. I think we have Pol Pot. Like, I get it. Sag has Joseph Stalin, but I'm pretty sure that we have Hitler and Pol Pot. All right, enough. It's too much. Okay, so what I want to say, as if I haven't been saying a lot, we are at a bit of a convergence point, because right now everyone is a bit of a little dictator, which is to say everyone is editing reality to fit their complacencies. This is most evident, you know, we can talk about the autocrats in the world right now, but this is most evident perhaps in the realm of tech, where you see these really myopic people who are maybe kind of like pathetic or, you know, maybe we could say that they're losers. Like, I think in any normal social context, they're losers. And I want to be really clear about this. This is something Dexter Driscoll, a great friend of the pod, talk about a lot. Like, you know, the eclipses are in Libra and Aries right now. Hierarchy is real. when we don't have hierarchy, we have these people running the world. I would love, these people have more money than Alexander the Great did. Okay. Alexander the Great was lionhearted. He was obviously a conqueror and, you know, did a lot of damage like anyone, but he was really a king. Okay. There's something to look up to. Okay. Elon Musk, I don't know. You know, some of these guys, really, they're not hot. They're just, there's not much there, right? And more than that, they have a very limited understanding of how the larger world operates. And that leads to a myopic vision for what technology is, one. Then the technology itself, and again, I don't really find it interesting to talk about like how technology has ruined the world, blah, 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 blah. It's just not interesting. And we could do more. I'd rather be more optimistic and creative with it. But what I want to point out is that we are now in a, you know, as we would say at Burger King, you can have it your way. How do you want it? Is that 50 Cent also? You can ride that thing, girl, or you should push up on it. Okay. Temperature rising. Okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor teapot. How does a tea kettle? Okay. So this sort of a customization of reality is going to be tough. Again, some of these culture wars or controversies I've talked about, I don't want to say come from people who haven't experienced adversity or hardship, because it really is a lot of people who have suffered a lot in life trying to get some basic dignity. But there's an idea that the way I want it is the way it is. And to quote Gia Gunn, just because you want to do it doesn't mean you're going to do it. No, just because that's what you want to do doesn't mean that's what you're going to do. I am seeing a disturbing trend of false authoritarianism. It's one thing to rule a country and be a dictator. It's another thing to be a nobody and be a dictator. My dear friend Meg, friend of the show, sent me this tweet a few months ago. I haven't been on Twitter in a long time, but It was one of these very self-serious people saying, you know, 30 Rock is low-key racist. I don't know why you all are watching it, blah, blah, blah. And it came from a place of, I know the truth and I'm stating it and I don't want to hear anything else. And this is the way it is. And I'm the authority on the subject. So this is going to be upsetting because it's just, first of all, boring. And secondly, it doesn't really allow for the world to be fun or delightful or exciting. And it doesn't allow for art to evolve or shift or go through phases. It doesn't allow for, let's say, a TV show like 30 Rock, which, by the way, ended airing 10 years ago. So who cares what your commentary is, one. 30 Rock ran for 7 seasons and it ran on air live, which means to say an episode would air. They would get feedback. Okay, we have these ratings. We have these reviews. How do we want to keep shaping it? That is a dance. And an issue with Torianism, which I can speak from deep and frustrating personal experiences, myopia or bullheadedness doesn't allow for that flexibility. And setting oneself up as an authority on something doesn't allow for that flexibility. Generally speaking, being serious about anything is going to be the first kiss of death. Okay? Do with that what you will. This is also going to be setting up Saturn's tour in Taurus. When Saturn comes to Taurus, I'm really jumping around, but when Saturn comes to Taurus in a few years, end of the decade, you know, if this is the world you've lived in, you are going to be humbled very quickly. And I hope that for a lot of the autocrats who really are doing real damage, and I'm not talking about like losers on Twitter, I'm talking about real, you know, these people who are really, really doing harm. I hope they learn their lesson. But back to Jupiter and Uranus. The last time we had this convergence was in 1941, which was this kind of, you know, out of the Great Depression, out of the famine, this overdoing it, this overclaiming of power. This is mine. This is ours. This is how it's going to be. We're in that now, obviously. We're in a pretty ugly conflagration period. So what do you do with that? It's, you know, this isn't the sort of thing of just like, and here's how you manifest past it. Let's just talk about, generally speaking, Taurus as the sign of the body. Taurus, we're thinking about the bull on the altar. We're thinking of the corpus as the body is the world, which is true. Not to make us more narcissistic, but what I realized last year in myself was if I'm okay and if I'm healthy, in some way the world is okay and the world is healthy. That's not fair or fully true about, you know, the million suffering all around, but the idea of the divine vessel, the divine incarnation of God or goddess, seeing in that the potential to then radiate forward to the entire kind of human body, right? So Jupiter and Uranus are bringing us to a convergence point there. That convergence is meant to light the body forward into a new age. So previous Jupiter-Uranus convergences brought us actually the origin of the species. This was Jupiter and Uranus, I think, in Taurus, the last go before 1941. So this is the 1800s edition. Someone can correct me on this, but I did look into this. So bring it on. When we're thinking about Darwinism, we're really thinking about these ideas of what am I and where did I come from? Okay, I have chills. With Barbie and with the conversation over the trans revolution, which I hate to say it. No, I don't hate to say it. I take great pride in saying this. If you are trying to put laws on trans people, I think the train has left the station and you're not going to get very far. Like, the future is here, baby. So Uranus, which is the planet of futurity, is in Taurus, the sign of the body, and Jupiter is coming to fucking blast it open. So while we have these dominating, crushing, tyrannical, devastating forces, which should not be underestimated and which are really destroying lives and movements, our understanding of selfhood and of embodiment is undergoing a radical metamorphosis. So I want to pair this with the understanding that Saturn is going to be leaving. We talked about this. Saturn is going to be leaving Pisces. Neptune is going to be leaving Pisces. A lot of the dissociative ways of coping of the last 16 years are, and even the last 30 years, but I would really think about since like 2010, are going to be reintegrated. That's not to say that we're all going to wake up and that the damage done by the Sacklers is going to suddenly be done, and that all of the, you know, the ways that these streaming platforms have scrambled our brains is going to be undone. But rather than us being on the receiving end and us being the kind of pigs for the slaughter, there is an opportunity here for our concept of gender, body, digital reality to take us into some sort of a new avatar state. I don't know what that means. I don't know if we're heading into a Mortal Kombat, Spice Girls, Choose Your Player, reality in which we are all hanging out in some sort of a, another dimension in the digital realm. I sense that our understanding of what human limitation is regarding the self and what we can create will be undone. I'm going to bring up this example. Vida Ayala, who is, I believe, a non-binary writer, wrote an epic run on the comic book series The New Mutants. The New Mutants is nothing queer on Earth. It's within the X-Men realm. It's queerer than that. You know, usually in the world of the X-Men, you have all these X-Men who are strange looking. I'm blue. I'm furry. I have a tail. Who have to accept that they're different. That they're different. In this new run, there's a character, Cosmar, who is truly mutated. Her features are warped. And she says, I don't want to look like this. This isn't how I want to be. And all the other mutants say, you have to accept yourself. You have to love yourself. Da, 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 da. Cosmar ends up saying, I am a mutant. I have these powers and I embrace that. I want to augment the way I look so that I can see myself in the mirror. And they find a compromise. There's a mutant who can help her heal and help her change her form a little bit. And it was a huge departure from the way we've understood these stories for a really, really long time, which isn't just accept the burden that God gave you. We now live in a world where, thanks to the advances in skincare from South Korea and the explosion not only of Instagram face and filtering, but of plastic surgery, which is to say it's now normal for people in their 20s to get plastic surgery, which, you know, growing up, I used to watch the Oscars with my mom or stepmom, and I would have it pointed out to me, look at her. She got so much work done, or she didn't get enough work done, or whatever. That's all gone. You can look however you want to look. You can do whatever you want to do. You can make yourself look however you need to look. You can buy whatever you want to buy. You can really customize everything about your world. I mean, we all now live in Cher Horowitz's closet. This is just the beginning. I think the sense of, even though you literally can't get an abortion anymore, what you can do or be is under a radical metamorphosis. I want to bring up, in 1941, we got the debut, and I know my Aunt Yoda is listening. In 1941, we got the debut of Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is an immaculate conception. She is her mother, Hippolyta, on the island of the Amazons, Themyscira, where there are no men, shapes a baby out of clay, and lightning strikes. Remember, Uranus, lightning, those lightning strikes of genius. Lightning strikes the clay and gives it form. And it becomes this embodied woman. Of course, Gal Gadot, Taurus. Gal Gadot, who, like, I'm going to be ride or die forever on any Taurus woman. Gal, I got you. Okay. But Wonder Woman was this creation in 1941 of this woman among women who is beyond, who is of a totally different stature, and her ideals are different. She is of a different species that is beyond us. They are these warrior women on this kind of sexy sapphic island. But beyond that, Wonder Woman is an ideal incarnated. 1941 also brings us Rosie the Riveter. So we're thinking of these Taurus, we're thinking of the icon or the idol. Remember the golden calf, the bull on the altar. So we're seeing the creation of these monolithic idols, these sort of bigger than life entities. And it's interesting with Wonder Woman and Rosie the Riveter, they are more, they're okay. For instance, I'll say this. In 2009 through 2011, there was this very pathetic period at DC Comics where they wanted Wonder Woman to wear pants. And it was like, I get it. You're missing the point. Wonder Woman isn't about the working woman. Wonder Woman is about capital W, Wonder Woman, which is a higher ideal of what this whole idea is. She's not meant to be realistic. One of the tragedies of Wonder Woman 1984 is they have a scene of her fighting at a mall. I don't want to see her at a mall. I don't want to see her in the everyday world. I want to think bigger, bigger, bigger. So what does this mean for you personally? The body itself is definitely under terror right now. Anyone who has a body, I think, should be afraid for theirs based on the way the world is going. But the concept of the body, the potentials of the body, the creative possibilities which this vessel allows, both as a spiritual incubator. Remember, Taurus's tarot card is the Hierophant, which is the Pope, who's the divine body kind of speaking out, but also as a creative vessel, as this thing, not just a battleground, but a canvas, is really at an exciting place. So what that means for you personally is, think about the images or the aesthetics or the movements or the ideas that inspire you or excite you. And think about their application in the personal domain, in the domain of the body. The idea being, this thing should not be like something that you're disconnected from or you're dissociated from. It is this thing that you have mastery over and that is surprising and delighting you. You actually don't have mastery over it, by the way. Our thinking minds are passengers. The body is the train, okay? But, you know, you think about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, like the drag queens in the van riding around the country. Priscilla is the body. Like, think about that. Think about this vehicle. So it's a pretty exciting time. On the day of, I would just say it's a pretty exciting creative time if you want to like make shit happen. But globally, like, yeah, let's see how the cookie crumbles. I think that's like enough to leave you with for now. So thank you. You can find me everywhere. This is now a video and audio podcast, The David Odyssey Show. I would love if you could leave a review and also like tell people to listen, because I've decided that world domination is the only course for me. So do that, book a reading, find me, get on the Substack, become a paid subscriber, send me a Venmo, David_Odyssey, to support my work, .. Thank you for listening and viewing, and I'll see you on the other side.